House Bill 385 is called the Provide for Montana School Safety Act. Gary Marbot of the Montana Shooting Sports Association supported the bill. He said as a firearms instructor, he teaches people safety.
But I can tell you, having trained over 5,000 people to be safe with firearms, that teachers can be safe with firearms too. If they are sufficiently competent to be entrusted with our children, I absolutely guarantee you that I could train them, or others could train them, to be perfectly safe with firearms.
It's more than safety, countered John Moffitt, who said he had an over 40-year career as a teacher, coach, and school administrator. Moffitt was also shot by a student at Fergus High School in Lewistown in 1986. He recounted what happened after he passed that student, Christopher Hans, in the hallway.
And at that time, he raised the gun and shot me in the abdomen. I was severely wounded. I was on my hands and knees on the floor. He stopped, took a second shot, missed.
Moffitt thought the resulting pandemonium caused the student to run out of the building without firing another shot. He said he reflected on that scene many times since. He told the House Judiciary Committee he even thought about, what if another teacher or administrator had had a gun?
There is nothing I could have done, even had I been armed at that time. And I can only imagine that the outcome would have been worsened by the reaction of anybody trying to intervene, not knowing for sure exactly what had happened, not understanding who the shooter was or any of those details, and being surrounded by screaming, yelling kids, staff members. It would have added to what was already a disastrous situation.
Moffitt was just one of the educators and parents who spoke against allowing a school district employee with a valid concealed weapons permit the authority to carry a weapon on school property. The House Judiciary Committee did not immediately vote on the bill. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.